Well, now it's time for closing statements. Nancy picks number one out of the hat for opening, so Kirk, you can go first for closings.
Sure. Thanks, Peter. I'm sorry?
2 minutes.
Okay. I just want to be sure to reiterate that I'm really proud of our city. I think it's something most of us agree on, but it doesn't get said very often. I'm proud of our elected officials and our staff and community volunteers, many of whom are in here, who make Ann Arbor what it is today. Again, our leadership steered the city through the toughest economic times we've ever seen. Our public safety officials are keeping us safer than we've ever been. And the city keeps winning awards, and we're doing pretty well, given the fact we're in Michigan. We've got lots of problems to address in the short term, but we can't ever take our eye off the long term. You don't need to be an urban planner to compare cities who stop looking at the future and turn inward versus those who strive to both tackle both what's going in inside their boundaries and outside. I think we're really lucky we've got many candidates who will do a great job listening to constituents and advocating for them. Many of us have experience at the grassroots level with neighborhood organizations, which are the lifeblood of our community. But there are many differences, and this is something I get asked repeatedly at doors. One has to do with bus and transit. We're on record taking different sides of the recent expansion. I supported the recent AAATA expansion. I value its benefits to our students and our seniors and those who don't want or can't afford to take a car. The second is rail. I unequivocally support rail and supporting the outcome of the process that we're going through now. I think, again, it's a game-changing issue. Another is exposure to legal risk. We're both on record taking different sides of the 413 East Huron project. And I can just say that I will always protect our city's assets. If you do a Google search on Sandstone Associates versus the city of Novi, you can see some of the not-so-great ways that local government can affect your day-to-day life. But my main goal as a council member would be to set goals that we can all agree on and get back to moving the city forward together. To me, success means my kids looking back 20 years from now and saying, I'm glad the city leaders invested in our future. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So, yes? We know Ann Arbor is growing and changing. We also know that the nature of that growth has caused much controversy. My approach to growth and change is significantly different from my opponents. I oppose growth that weakens the fabric of our city, such as the massive 413 East Huron building. The controversy about that development has caused the community to reconsider our approach to density. Attending the Toll Brothers Citizen presentation Thursday night and talking with residents after the session there, where your rejection of that project was abundantly evident. We need to act to prevent a development that will disrupt the aesthetics, functioning, and culture of this area. The natural environment of the woodlands and the wetlands serve both environmental and aesthetic importance and should be protected. The plan presents unacceptable density and increases in traffic congestion on Nixon Road, increases in impervious surface, demands on infrastructure, and decrease in quality of life. Since this land has to be annexed into the city and zoning is completely discretionary, we must advocate for zoning that is appropriate for this area. Priorities of better, safer roads, water infrastructure, adequate safety services have been neglected throughout the city and specifically here. In 2006, the Northeast plan stated that a new fire station was urgently needed here. Common sense and prudent fiscal planning call for priority attention by Council and Planning Commission to provide for the overdue infrastructure needs of this area. As demonstrated by my deep grassroots experiences, I am the candidate who will represent your concerns about retaining the character of your neighborhoods. I ask for your support and your vote to assure that Ward 2 has representation that reflects your concerns and values. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. Please vote August 5th. And please also stand up.
Absolutely. once again.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Very nice job. Thank you
for making an hour, not an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think hour is